Hello and welcome to my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm Dora Walsh and I've been working in the field of natural and functional medicine for 14 years. I'm a qualified nutritionist and nutritional therapist, and I support my clients to overcome their chronic health concerns like hormonal imbalances, digestive problems, chronic fatigue, autoimmune issues, skin concerns, low immunity, and more. You can find out more about me on the internet and also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, this week we're going to be talking about how to make healthy snacking part of your life and whether you should be snacking. There's a big question around it, and that's what we're going to be discussing. Now, what is a snack? It's a small amount of food eaten between meals. But I don't think there are many people that can make it through the day or evening without one. But there's always been so many questions about whether snacking is healthy or not, and what actually constitutes a healthy snack. How do you build your snack? What should be in your snack? How often should you snack? And what time of day should you snack? And also, what are the snacks that we need to avoid that could be damaging our health? Now, there's a lot of controversy around whether snacking is healthy or not. And this week, I'm going to be talking with nutritionist Orla Danaher, and she's a nutritionist at Kind Snacks. And you can find out more about them on kindsnacks.co.uk and also follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Kind Snacks UK. So if you're a nutrition professional and you're into health and knowing a lot more about nutrition, then you can follow them on their Instagram page for more information on the nutrition side. And the address for that is at kindsnacks_nutrition on Instagram. Welcome to the show, Orla. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm super excited to chat with you today.
I was so excited to get the samples of Kind Snacks because as I mentioned to you before the show, Orla, I get sent samples all the time. And I'm always interested to see what's out there. And there are many new snacks on the market. I know Kind aren't so new. They've been around for a while, but I've noticed they're growing. And I thought you'd be the perfect person as a nutritionist working in Kind Snacks to talk about this topic of healthy snacking. How should you incorporate that into your life? Should you incorporate that into life? How do you do it? When should you do it? And what do we need to steer clear of? But before we go down that road and talk about healthy snacking and what to do, can you tell us a bit more about your own journey into how you became a nutrition professional, how you came to work for Kind, what you do there? What is your involvement with them?
Of course, I'd be happy to share more. My background is in nutritional science, and I spent a little bit of time working in the food industry, in Ireland, working in product development. And then I went on to do a master's in dietetics. I kind of wanted to get a bit more insight into the kind of clinical side of nutrition. So I came to London and I studied dietetics at King's, and I really kind of found that I've such a keen interest in simplified nutrition, speaking to people about like the basics and understanding nutrition, and really kind of bringing it back to whole food, sustainable nutrition. At that time, living in London can be very expensive as a student. So I was keen to get a part-time job. And that's actually when I started working with Kind. So while I was studying, I was supporting the team. And at that time, Kind was just new to the UK, so a very small team. So it was an incredible opportunity to kind of get back into the food industry and bring some of that knowledge I had, and also to kind of bring my nutrition knowledge to the company. So it was never the plan to stay in the food industry. I was very focused on kind of more the clinical side, especially studying dietetics. But I really enjoyed and found a fascination for the food industry, and particularly the health segment. I think, like you said, healthy snacking has evolved into this huge category, almost exploding category, in the UK. And I think while being at Kind, I really felt like it was the right place to be, and saw the kind of need for more nutrition professionals. in industry and kind of at the core of product innovation. So that's kind of my journey too, Kind. It was kind of unconventional. But yeah, I've been with Kind since 2017. And I get to be involved in all sorts of things. So from product innovation to nutrition strategy to kind of bits and pieces of research, and also trying my hand at marketing every now and again. But like that, we are growing, and we are kind of a little bit more well known now. But Kind was originally started in the US, which kind of sees a lot more products, whereas here in the UK we're very much focused on bars, in particular nut bars, and we have some kind of grain-based bars as well. But yeah, I'm interested to hear what products you tried and which ones you liked.
I've tried two types. I hope the big ones still exist. There's some bigger ones that are really chunky with nuts in. I love these because I felt that they were so satiating. And for our audience, nutritionists do love this word, satiating. It means you feel full. I did try those and they had dark chocolate in them because I've been sent a lot of samples from the different PR companies and I thought, oh, they were so good. But now I've also been sent some other ones, which are thins. And I
Oh,
know
yes.
caramel on them, and it said on there something like, I'll be honest, I'm not into calorie counting, but I know a lot of people are motivated by that, which I can understand. But it said on there 99 calories, and it was a thin, and that was tasty too. I'll be honest with you, I did eat the whole box in one day, which isn't really healthy snacking, but it was delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed. Those are our new products. So, like you said, we haven't typically gotten into this calorie space before. So our products are predominantly based on nuts in the UK. But we kind of felt that there was this kind of growing category of other snack products that were very focused on calories, but were not necessarily focused on nutritious ingredients. So we toyed with the idea of going into this calorie space because it's not typically our messaging. But what we did feel was that we had a story to tell, and we had a space to be there, to kind of offer this more nutritious product, but also kind of looking at that consumer want of having the calorie message on pack so they can kind of, portion control and be a bit more mindful with snacks as well. But I'm glad you tried the new products, and it's always nice to get some feedback.
Yeah, I love them. As I said, we ate them all in one day. They were so tasty. Like I said, I'm not into calorie counting, but it was good to know because I know that a lot of people are that way inclined and we have to understand clients and the public. And some people aren't bothered at all. That's not going to motivate them. But some people, they are motivated by knowing, oh, there's only 100 calories or 99 calories in this bar. I'm not going to go over my quota. Some people have set themselves quotas. I'm not really going to comment on whether that's good or bad, but it works for some people and it motivates them. And I think it is good to have that visibility, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we were finding that more and more when we were going to different trade shows or talking with consumers about our products. Calories is definitely something that seems to be very important to people, particularly in the UK at the moment. But like that, our products are predominantly made with nuts. So nuts are typically, high energy foods. They are high in calories, but they're kind of full of these good fats, these unsaturated fats. So we try to keep that nutrition message and that kind of whole food message at the forefront of our products.
Now, we'll talk a lot more about that in a moment. But before we get into the topic of those wonderful nuts and what they can do for you and what they contain and what people will be getting out of snacking on nuts or snacking on products that contain nuts, can you tell us, Orla, can snacking ever be healthy? Because there's a question mark over that, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. So I think there is an idea that snacking is bad or unhealthy, and that snacking can potentially lead to weight gain. And while research shows that this can be the case, other studies indicate that people who snack can kind of maintain or have trimmer waistlines, and that many snacks can actually be quite useful contributions of nutrients to overall diet. So there's definitely this idea that, eating outside of our three meals a day is kind of considered bad. But I think we just kind of have to remember the important role and the kind of benefits that snacking can have to your diet. So I think, snacks can provide valuable nutrients, such as vitamins and minerals, protein and fiber, and also can kind of consist of foods that you may not typically eat as part of your main meals. So I'm thinking about, fresh fruit, thinking about, nuts and seeds that may not be a feature of kind of your kind of core main meals. I think, lives are extremely busy at the moment, especially, as we've kind of come back from this 2 years of being at home. People are out of the house more, and by kind of choosing and being thoughtful with snacks, you can kind of fuel your day, your activities. They are helpful kind of in that period, that if there's long periods of time between meals. I often think of, the value of snacks to maybe people who don't like to eat in the morning, but maybe can't quite make it to lunchtime without something. So there are huge benefits to snacks when we're kind of thinking about how busy our day is. But I also think, there's benefits in terms of, keeping focus. Sometimes an empty stomach can be very distracting, particularly when we need to, complete a task or at work. Like that long periods of time without eating, snacks can be helpful in kind of maintaining our blood glucose levels. If you're someone who's quite active, they can help you meet your energy needs and also to kind of support recovery. And then similarly, like that, snacks have this kind of negative, there's a negative thought to them, but they have actually been shown to be quite helpful with supporting weight loss or to kind of achieve and maintain weight loss over time. And that's really kind of around, curbing hunger. If you are trying to lose weight, it doesn't mean that you should be feeling hungry. And choosing to eat kind of smaller meals more often can really support weight loss. And I think really kind of bearing in mind to choose snacks that are maybe high in fiber or kind of high volume but lower calorie. Kind of thinking about like fruit and vegetable based snacks just can be super helpful.
Now, when you say fruit and vegetable based snacks, what do you mean by that? What kind of fruit and vegetable based snacks should we be thinking of?
So when I think about fruit and vegetable snacks, it's really interesting from the snacking industry to see how products are being innovated with these ingredients being kind of the focus. But I think when we bring it back to kind of core whole food nutrition, it's always best to choose kind of fresh fruit and vegetables to snack on. So whether it's, packing a piece of fruit with you on the way to work, or kind of pre-preparing kind of vegetable-based snacks, whether that's, chopping up pieces of carrot or cucumber, and snacking on them maybe with a dip or, pairing them with some kind of spreads, that can be really helpful. I know dried fruits is definitely an area of the snacking industry that is evolving, and just kind of keeping mindful of a portion of dried fruit being about 30 grams as a recommended portion size.
What about if you had a handful of nuts? Is that a good portion size, or should you have more? How many should there be?
Yes, yeah, so I think that's exactly right. So when consuming nuts, it is that kind of handful portion that is recommended. And that kind of equates to about 20 to 30 grams of nuts. Nuts are obviously a great snack because they are high in unsaturated fat. They have fiber, they have protein, and kind of a whole range of vitamins and minerals. We often refer to nuts as being kind of nutrient dense foods, just with that kind of wide range of nutrients they can provide. But yeah, the recommended portion size is to have a handful, and particularly with our products. So that's kind of one of the key attributes of a kind bar, is that we always aim to have a handful of nuts in each bar to kind of have that portion of 20 to 30 grams of nuts in each bar. And that's really around kind of the idea, like you mentioned previously, around satiation, and that being kind of a portion that would is kind of a recommended snack portion in terms of calories. So typically around 200 calories and a handful of nuts. And that's typically how we position our bars and how we innovate as well.
I see. Now, growing up, I even now you hear people worried about eating nuts, especially women that are dieting. And again, I'm not scared of nuts myself. I think they're wonderful. But can you provide any reassurance for people around the topic of nuts? Because I know that people have a bit of a worry about, oh, if I eat, if I eat a handful of nuts a day, is that going to make me gain weight? Or should I eat these bars that contain nuts? Is it too calorific? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we hear that time and time again about nuts, and I often say if nuts had the same marketing as avocados, it would be a very different story. Those foods are actually quite similar. They are both high fat foods, which means they're energy dense, but it's the good type of fat in those foods, the unsaturated fat that we should be eating more of. And I think there's this idea that eating high fat foods leads to weight gain, and that eating fat makes you fatter. This kind of idea, and I think nuts seem to be kind of at the core of that kind of misconception. And people are a bit kind of nervous around nuts, around how much they should be eating, if they are good for you. There's definitely some barriers to consumption as well. But what I found really interesting is kind of this whole topic about weight gain, and really what the evidence shows us to date, that is there isn't any association between nut consumption and weight gain. And in fact, the opposite has shown to be true. That one serving of nuts a week, even can significantly reduce kind of risk of overweight and obesity, which I think is really reassuring. I think, again, back to portion size, it's important, not to kind of overconsume, to kind of think of that handful, but definitely would be recommending for people to include nuts daily in their diet if they can, and if they enjoy them, of course, as well.
Yeah, I totally agree because there is a worry, especially with women or people wanting to lose weight. But I think people, as you said, need to understand it is not a calorie actually. Although they may seem to be high in calories, they contain good fats, and they're providing good fats that are healthy for our hormonal system. They're unsaturated fats. They also contain vitamins. Depending on the different nuts that you try, they contain all different types of vitamins and minerals. So that's going to be adding to your nutrient intake. And also because of the good fat, they're going to be filling us up, and therefore we don't feel so hungry, and then we don't reach out for the unhealthy snacks, and we can balance that blood sugar until the next meal. So that's what I really like about them.
Definitely. I think the research shows us that nuts have this kind of satiating, keeping you fuller for longer impact. And really, with their kind of nutrient dense profile, they can be quite important for your overall kind of diet quality. We often don't eat them with mealtimes. Well, maybe if they're out on the counter or you're cooking a certain, maybe a stir fry or something, you might include some nuts or some seeds. But typically, they are kind of, in a way, nature's snack. They're that good time in between meals and can really kind of replace reaching for other kind of energy dense snacks that might be of a lesser kind of nutrient profile.
We'll be back to talk a lot more about nuts and the nutrition you can get out of them after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to UK Health Radio here with Dora Walsh on my weekly show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. I'm here with Orla Danaher, nutritionist at Kind Snacks. You can find out more about them on their website, www.kindsnacks.co.uk. And you can also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, Snacks UK. And if you're a nutrition professional, you can them on Instagram on their handle at kindsnacks_nutrition. Orla, we were talking about the nuts because people are worried about them. They're worried about whether they're going to make them gain weight. And you explained that, you know, they're extremely nutritious, they're going to fill us up, they're full of unsaturated fats. We talked about the nutrients in nuts and why they can be part of a healthy diet, and we should consider them in our snacks, whether it's a handful of raw nuts or whether it's part of a snack bar, a healthy snack bar, which we're talking about today. Now, I found that there seems to be a lot more interest in nuts as well because of this move to veganism and wanting to get protein from other sources. Are you getting any feedback from your vegan customers? They're using your nut bars as a source of protein?
So yes, we've definitely seen a more kind of move towards a plant-based diet, and kind of thinking of nuts as, you know, a great protein source or even kind of a protein replacement. I will say our products are not vegan at the moment. We do, our products do have honey in them, so they're not considered vegan, but it's definitely something we're thinking about in the future. But what we will say is we've really noticed this focus on kind of plant-based dietary patterns and kind of this kind of move away from animal source protein, and kind of interest in not just protein from nuts, but also interest in protein from soy, and from other plant sources as well. So it's nice to be part of the conversation, and to kind of think about where we could innovate next with how eating patterns are evolving.
I love what you say about this interest in other forms of protein. I've seen that too in people that I speak to, my own clients and in the public in general. Do you have any form of soy in your bars? Because I've noticed there are other products on the market and they have soy crispies in them, and, you know, pack a bit more protein into the bar. Are you doing anything like that? Or is the plant nutrition, the protein, coming primarily from nuts?
So we do use soy in some of our products. So we have kind of different ranges of products, as we like to refer to them internally, but might not be as obvious to people, consumers, and when you're in the stores. But predominantly our kind of core bars, our nut bars, the protein is coming just from the nuts. But we do have kind of a protein range, which has where half the protein is coming from the nuts, and then we do use some soy protein as well, some soy crispies to kind of increase the protein in our bars. Like that, nuts are a source of protein, but they're not necessarily high in protein, so adding some soy protein in there kind of allows for a higher protein intake in that same kind of bar size.
Oh, I love the sound of that. So this is your Kind Snacks, the bars, but they're the ones that are labeled Kind Protein. Is that right?
That is exactly it. So we have three different flavors in those ones. And why we innovated those was this kind of consumer need and this trend towards protein. So they're kind of designed for someone who maybe has a little bit more of an active lifestyle or is a little bit more conscious of their protein intake. Maybe they've just started to move away from an animal kind of source protein, and there was this kind of real need to kind of innovate in this way. But yes, we have three different flavors which are kind of still focused on our original products, just with that extra protein boost, as we like to say.
I've got you. I know a lot of people are motivated by that as well. I think you really got your finger on the button in terms of what people want, because they get motivated by the when you tell them they're only a certain amount of calories, and they get motivated when they hear protein. We know we need that protein to rebuild our muscles, to satiate ourselves, to balance the blood sugar. You don't want too many carbs in the diet. There has to be that balance between protein, fats, and carbs. So it sounds like you're really doing your research and responding to what's important for health, and also what consumers are wanting as well with their snacks.
That's exactly it. So we're very conscious of kind of how trends are evolving, what consumers are looking for. But we're also really, really conscious to engage with nutrition professionals and kind of get their support as we navigate innovation and different products. So we kind of make it our priority, and it's kind of built into our strategy as a company to get expert opinions on topics when we're innovating new stacks, and when we're kind of looking at trends to kind of validate and make sure we're kind of doing the right things to meet consumer needs.
You talked also a bit about dried fruit. Do those snack bars which have the nuts or the protein flakes, do they also contain dried fruits?
So we do have two bars that contain dried fruit, but what we find is they tend to be the products that people don't reach for as often. I don't know if it's, maybe people in the UK not liking fruit and nuts mixed together, but we always find it quite interesting when we're super excited to kind of launch a product that has fruit and nuts, that those are they're often the ones that don't do as well. But I think it's a huge area for kind of innovation, and whether we look at pairing fruits with whole grains, that might be more desirable for consumers. But I think having nutrient dense ingredients in whole foods as the number one ingredient in products is it's really beneficial for consumers. It makes it kind of the easy choice when choosing a snack that they kind of know through the name of the product or through kind of some unpack messaging that the product is predominantly made of, a fruit, a nut, or whole grain. So that's definitely something that we like to make very clear.
I think people are really motivated by this natural message that it's something like a store cupboard ingredient. And again, for our listeners, I'm always keen on store cupboard ingredients for any kind of product you buy off the shelves. And what we mean by store cupboard ingredients is something that you could recognize and ingredients that you can actually understand. Because sometimes we read those ingredient labels and they contain chemicals or additives and things that we can't pronounce. Now, really, that's not something we want in our body, is it, Orla?
No, and I think like exactly agreeing with your message, I think how we innovate as a brand is we would like you to almost be able to take the product apart at home and remake it yourself, and that real focus on using ingredients that you have in your cupboard at home, kind of keeping the processing to a minimal, kind of one of the key attributes of our kind of products is not using any artificial sweeteners, flavors, preservatives, and really kind of going down the route of the messaging, like ingredients you can see, ingredients you can pronounce, ingredients that you might have at home. That I think that's really important to kind of stick with whole food nutrition, bring it back to kind of the basics and kind of the building blocks of nutrition, in order to kind of maintain a healthy and balanced diet.
So what is a good sweetener for a snack? If we were just making our own snacks at home, we might have a handful of raw nuts with some a tiny bit of dried fruit or fresh fruit, so that would create a sweeter taste. But how do you approach that? Is it via honey or stevia or something else?
So what we use in our products is we use predominantly honey. Not only is it to kind of provide a little bit of sweetness, but it's also kind of has, I guess, more of a functional benefit and to kind of keep all those nuts together in this kind of bar format. But predominantly we use honey. We do use some chocolate on our products as well. You might see there's a chocolate drizzle, or there might be a kind of a layer of chocolate at the bottom. Our predominant message is, focusing on whole foods, nutrient-dense ingredients, keeping sugar and kind of unhealthy fats to a minimum, but also kind of allowing kind of, small amounts of sweetness to our products as well. But definitely the intention is to keep kind of sugar to a minimum and avoiding the use of sweeteners.
Do you know more or less, or how many grams of carbohydrates per 100 or per portion are in your kind bars?
So it does vary quite considerably, just because we kind of have a range of different flavors. But per 100 grams, the carbohydrate can range from maybe 10 to 15 grams per 100 grams.
Oh wow, that's pretty good. It's not too high.
No, I think, and that's really down to,
I'm
I
really
wouldn't.
surprised, Orla. I'm really, really surprised.
Yeah,
That's
that's
so
interesting to hear. Our focus is on the nuts, and nuts not being kind of, they make up typically 50 to 80% of our recipes, kind of leaning more towards the higher percentage. So our kind of new innovation of products is leaning into more nuts, which is kind of results in having lower total carbs. But what it does allow is for the kind of this handful portion, so that if you are eating a kind bar, particularly like our 40 gram bars, you will be eating a handful of nuts, 20 to 30 grams.
it's not going to have such an impact on the glycemic response. It's only 10 to 15 grams of carb per 100 grams. I'm always looking to see that. I know most people probably they don't go to the supermarket and look at this, but I'm very interested in nutrition as obviously you are. I must say at home, I know exactly all of my food. I know what I'm eating. I know what my husband's eating, what my daughter's eating. It is really important to know actually how much energy does your food contain and how is that going to impact your blood sugar, because you don't want your blood sugar going up and down like these very sugary snacks, which you can go on to talk about in a minute actually.
No, I completely agree. And I think that's one thing when you're being choiceful about snacks, is kind of thinking of the nutrient profile. What are you kind of getting from a snack? Is it a positive contribution to your overall diet? But also thinking about how snacks can maintain and kind of keep your blood glucose levels throughout the day, which of course can kind of be helpful to maintain focus, but also to kind of stop you from overeating when you do get to meal times.
And what are the best times to snack, Orla, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's a bit of a tricky question, because it really does depend on, your day to day. If you're working, or if you're, what your kind of typical schedule is. But I think it's, if you were to think about having three meals a day, say you're to have your breakfast at 8 a.m., your lunch at 1 p.m., your evening meal at 7 p.m., it's kind of looking at those kind of in between periods. When are you feeling hungry? When are you at the point of almost like you're ready for something? And we find that through some of our consumer research, that the most kind of when people are snacking most is actually that mid-morning time. So typically either they're skipping breakfast, or it's kind of between the morning and lunchtime. But what I would say around the best time to snack is it's kind of down to you and your day, and kind of recognizing when you are feeling hungry, or when you could benefit from kind of an energy boost.
And what about, should it be only one snack a day or two snacks?
Again, I think it's very specific to the person and maybe what that snack is. So for me personally, I am someone who does snack quite a lot. So for me it's more like having two snacks a day, but I think it's kind of looking at your day when you're feeling hungry, looking at maybe your portion sizes at meal times. Are you maybe not eating enough and you need to eat a little bit more? Or are you more kind of in tune with the kind of little and often, and maybe two to three snacks might feel more suitable for you?
I know there are a lot of unhealthy snacks on the market or unhealthy foods that people we do to snack on that could be damaging their health. And I'd love to talk a lot more about that and get your opinion on what we need to steer clear of without mentioning any product after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio, on my weekly show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. This week, I'm talking with Orla Danaher, nutritionist at Kind Snacks, and you can find out more about them on their website, www.findsnacksuk. Is that right, Orla?
That is correct.
And you can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And also, if you're a nutrition professional, they also have a page on Instagram. Orla, we were talking about the unhealthy snacks that could be damaging people's health. And I think this is a really important topic because some people, I do think they snack too much. In fact, they maybe snack all day and they don't eat proper meals, which is a way of eating. But also the content of their snacks isn't good. Can you give us a few pointers, our listeners today, to guide them on what they need to be steering clear of in their snack choices?
Yeah, so I think it's really those kind of foods that are maybe kind of high in fat, high in sugar, high in salt. So thinking of crisps, biscuits, chocolate, sweets, those foods tend to be foods that are easily overconsumed. Of course they do taste great, but they're often not nutrient dense foods. So they're often predominantly made up of kind of ingredients of a lesser nutrient profile, less desirable. And they're definitely foods that we can eat, but more thinking about occasionally rather than every day. And I think those types of foods, it's being mindful about consuming them, kind of thinking of mindful eating, treating them as not an everyday food. And I think how you can look out for them in stores is looking at front of pack labeling, seeing if these foods are kind of red for fat, for sugar and salt, and really trying to kind of keep these to a minimum.
So people can look out for the pack and it will show you know, what the proportion is of the different micronutrients like sugar and fat, protein, etc.
Yes, that's exactly it. Often these foods will kind of indicate front of pack if they are high in fat, sugar and salt, and it's usually by kind of like a red label front of pack. And I think that's just kind of like an easy way to kind of navigate some of these snacks. So you can make the choice whether to kind of have them occasionally and to kind of avoid consuming them every day. So that's kind of typically foods that are kind of crisps, biscuits, chocolate, sweets, ice creams, should be more of an occasional consumption.
I'll be honest with you, Orla. I grew up eating crisps. We were from a really healthy eating family. And I remember we went to the dentist once and the dentist told my mum, oh, you know, crisps are healthy as a snack for kids, probably because they aren't full of sugar. They are a carbohydrate, but they're not like eating chocolate. So my mum got it into her head that crisps are really healthy. And so I grew up my whole life eating crisps and then I got totally addicted to them. I would be eating a few packs a day thinking, actually, this is fine. I remember I'd be coming home from work on the underground. I used to work in Oxford Circus and I'd be on the underground. There used to be a little shop in the Oxford Circus underground station and he knew me because every day I'd be there buying one or two bags of crisps for my journey home thinking I'm doing the right thing. So it's funny how this misinformation comes out, isn't it, about snacking?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I also think, you know, how we make choices in store can also be quite confusing as well, because a lot of these foods, they sit at the front of store, they might be on promotion. It's often hard to avoid them. Often making the healthy choice is actually a hard choice to make. Based on kind of where these products can sit in store, kind of some of the marketing around them. So I think kind of having an idea of how to kind of look at foods in store, how to kind of assess them if they're a healthy choice, if they're more of these occasional foods, are really beneficial tools for people and can really kind of help making the healthy choice.
I think it's still really hard because when you go in there, if you're not a nutrition professional, you probably haven't learned about this at school. You might have a rough idea about what's good, but we kind of get drawn into the marketing because sometimes, you know, when you walk in, you'll see these yogurts, they're made to look really healthy. And we have this perception, for example, that yogurt is really healthy, which it can be in the right conditions. But then you'll see yogurts that are full of jam, or then they've got some cereal that you add to them, you mix in, that makes it very sugary, and it's all marketed as healthy because it's yogurt. I think it's quite clever marketing that we have these days on snacks, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think in store it can be difficult, particularly with, you know, with graphics. And I think, you know, having the knowledge of kind of what to look out for, whether it's kind of some nutrition claims on pack, whether you're comfortable with reading labels back of pack, those are really kind of the best tools to assess the healthiness of a product.
What do you carry around in your bag for snacks throughout the day or keep in the fridge at work?
Oh, as I said, I am definitely someone who eats little and often. And while I do enjoy a kind bar, there's definitely a lot of other snacks I enjoy as well. So for me, I do eat quite a lot of yogurt, or yogurt, as I probably need to start saying. But I tend to kind of look for those kind of high protein ones, lots of kind of fruit. I put it on the counter. I'll kind of tend to take a piece with me. I put it in places that is kind of visible to me. And like that, lots of loose nuts. And don't get me wrong, definitely still enjoy some of those treats as well. But I really do try to focus my snacks on kind of whole foods, making them the easy choice, kind of pre-planning, thinking about kind of what I'm going to eat ahead of time, are all kind of useful tools for me.
I think it's so good. What are your thoughts on chunks of cheese for snacks? And maybe not every day, but a few times a week.
Yeah, I'm actually one of the weird people out there who actually doesn't really like cheese.
What?
I know. I'm a bit of a unicorn. But I keep going back and trying it. It's just not something I particularly like. But yeah, like pieces of cheese, great. great kind of protein snack, even, having a slice of toast with a spread of peanut butter or kind of a light spread of butter. That can be a really helpful snack as well, particularly in the office. I know there's kind of a time here in the kind office in the afternoon where you can hear the toaster going down. So there's lots of different snacks outside of kind of your traditional fruit and veg that you can look at. But yeah, cheese is definitely one that I'm almost jealous I don't like.
You know what I used to do when I was studying nutrition, because you become ultra obsessed with nutrition when you study, you kind of go to the other extreme. I used to carry boiled eggs back as a snack. It doesn't make you very popular because you can smell them.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not the
Oh,
most social snack.
I went out to this lovely bar on London Bridge with a friend, and she said, "Oh, I could really smell eggs." That was my boiled eggs. I boil a load on a Sunday night. I then keep them in my bag for little snacks because it's such a concentrated source of protein. And I really love eggs, obviously not all the time, but it's a good one. But I guess that's probably one not for your handbag.
Maybe not for your handbag in case you forget about it. But a really interesting one. And I think what you said there is like the preparation on a Sunday, the kind of thinking ahead, anticipating your snacks and almost making the choice ahead of time to make the healthy choices is what's really interesting to me there.
Yeah, I love that. I think in nutrition, you kind of realize that if you want to be healthy, you have to plan for health. You plan, and it doesn't have to take too much time. You just have to have an idea of what you're going to be eating throughout the week. I guess it's just like planning your work or planning going to school or planning your studies. It's just a little bit of time to think about what have I got in my fridge? What do I need on my food order? What am I going to be eating this week? What am I going to be snacking on? Because it stops so many problems. It avoids so many problems. I know when my husband doesn't have good snacks, he stops off on the way home on at fast food places to get burgers because he's hungry and he doesn't have any good snacks because he drives home. It's a long way. So it really is the dividing point between being healthy or not is actually preparation and having something available, whatever it is, but it has to be healthy.
I agree. And I also think it's not only is it beneficial for your health, but it's also beneficial for your pocket. Like you said, if you plan ahead or if you're thinking you're doing a grocery shop, you're almost kind of pre-planning what you're going to eat for the week. It kind of prevents you from like that stopping off at the local shop or and it's just, yeah, it's helpful for your pocket.
Ola, it's been so lovely to talk to you. I really appreciate you coming on the show. We've learned so much today about nutrient-dense snacking. I really hope our listeners have been taking notes on what they need to include in their bag, what the healthy choices are, and what they need to steer clear of because it isn't as healthy as you think, and how to have that balance in your life through preparing and knowing what you're going to eat beforehand so that you're not stuck in a funny situation where you're reaching out for something that isn't actually going to nourish your body or make you feel or look good. So if anybody's interested in Kind Snack, their website is www.kindsnacks.co.uk. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Kind Snacks UK. And if you're a nutrition professional or you just want a lot more information on nutritional ideas and research, you can follow them on Instagram at kindsnacks_nutrition. It's been great to have you on the show, Orla.
No, thank you for having me. It was such a lovely morning chatting to you about all things snacks.
Bless you.